two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time 4:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. In today for Jeff Kaplan, and right now 93 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour.
Wild weather.
People who live in Midvale are still dealing with a big mess from last night's crazy rainstorm. Trees have fallen over in certain neighborhoods, and the weather caused over a dozen power outages all over the valley. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
In certain parts of Midvale, tree removal services had to bring out their cranes to get the 30 to 40-foot sections of tree trunks off of people's roofs. One man tells me the pine tree that had been in front of his house for 75 years came crashing down, taking a chunk of the roof with it. Officials with Rocky Mountain Power say there were between 10 and 20 outages scattered all over the valley because of rain and fallen trees.
Utah could see more rainstorms tonight. National Weather Service says southern Utah could see flash flooding and gusty winds from the thunderstorms. Northern Utah could also see a thunderstorm, but it'll be nothing like last night. Meantime, Bryce Canyon set a daily rainfall record last night. The area got over 1.5 inches of rain yesterday. Salt Lake City Airport hit a daily record, 2.33 inches falling. KSL's top national stories. Monsoon rains are causing trouble for neighboring Colorado. Burn scars from wildfires now complicating efforts to protect vulnerable regions. ABC's Kana Whitworth is reporting from hard-hit Bellevue, Colorado.
In Colorado, rescuers are racing to find three missing people authorities believe were swept away during powerful flash floods and mudslides in Rustic, Colorado on Tuesday. The body of a woman already recovered by search and rescue teams.
In Arizona, they are getting hit with monsoon rain as well. Mark O'Malley with the National Weather Service says rain will continue down there through the weekend.
It's quite a dynamic weather system approaching us, so there'll be several rounds of rain with this.
Phoenix's airport has reported 1.5 inches since the monsoon year started on June 15th. Despite the rain, Arizona remains in an exceptional drought. Pandemic or no pandemic, the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics was not short on pageantry, even if it was short on people. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Tokyo.
For over an hour, athletes from around the world paraded into the Olympic Stadium, waving the flags of their countries. The Stars and Stripes was carried by WNBA player Sue Bird and Eddie Alvarez of the Miami Marlins, two members here of Team USA. The Olympic cauldron was lit by Japanese tennis sensation Naomi Osaka.
Now, Osaka tweeted after the ceremony, calling it the greatest athletic achievement and honor of her life. Real Salt Lake is prepping for a must-win game tomorrow night. RSL will host the Colorado Rapids to try and get their third win at home this season. Real has their full roster, even though the team has some players sent to the Olympics. The U.S. men's team failed to qualify for the games after losing to Honduras. It is the second time in a row the men's team has failed to qualify for the Olympics. One of Major League Baseball's oldest teams is changing its name.
When Major League Baseball play began in Cleveland in 1901, the team was known as the Bluebirds. The franchise has changed its name several times since, but
this is our team that has stood with our city for more than a century, from Old Municipal to the corner of Carnegie.
Dr. Tom Hanks in a video announcing the team's new name, the Cleveland Guardians. The club says it made the choice after more than 40,000 fans were surveyed, and the name recognizes the Guardians of Traffic sculptures on the Hope Memorial Bridge. The team's color scheme will be the same. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The State Department is trying to stop people scamming American travelers in their tracks. More from ABC's transportation correspondent Gio Benitez, who is at Newark Airport.
Staffing issues at the State Department are leading to very long delays in obtaining or renewing your passports, routine services taking 12 to 18 weeks, according to officials, and scammers are taking advantage of that, claiming to have some special fast access. But the State Department says it does not work with any third-party sites and that most people apply by mail.
The State Department is shutting down its online booking system on its website, saying that it's to ensure its very limited appointments go to passport applicants with urgent needs. As if the scams weren't enough, millions of American travelers are desperate for their passports and are willing to wait in hours-long lines to have their chance at some few agencies willing to process emergency applications. But for the crowds gathering outside a passport agency in Westwood, it was a chance that they just had to take. Melanie Morrow says she already had to move her trip once due to the delay.
I missed my flight. I had to change my flight. So the system that I was trying to follow didn't work out.
Internal figures obtained by ABC News show a backlog of over 2 million passport requests. That means that applications submitted right now likely will not be processed until well into the fall. Ricky Meese, so we went from really terrible traffic to not so bad.
Yeah, not so bad at all in Salt Lake County on southbound I-15. We do have delays that lingered north and southbound I-15 in Weber and Davis counties, plus some unusual slowing. This is going to be eastbound I-84 as you're approaching Highway 66 in Morgan. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, you might not be able to share your Netflix password anymore. You might want to hang on tight to it. Jeff is going to explain up next in his Minute of News.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.